You're listening to SBS News.
It sounds like a sports commentary from any sport in the world, but the athleticism here is mental rather than physical, along with a high degree of hand-eye coordination. This is the Video Games World Championship Tournament, organised by Japanese video games giant Nintendo. Players from Australia, North America, Europe and Japan have been battling it out to take home the top prizes.
I think it's really the experience. I mean, you can watch this stuff on like Twitch and stuff, but it's more fun to actually be at the event. It's just the way things are.
It's fun and it's exciting, and I like playing games and I like watching people play them well.
Gerard Khalil has over 11 million subscribers on YouTube and was a finalist in the iconic Super Mario Maker competition. He admits that people who aren't interested in video games tend to look down on what they call esports.
People who have no idea what esports is, they very much look down upon it. They don't like it. They have a lot of bad things to say about it. But what they're not realizing is that there is competitive play here. While it may not be as physically demanding as an athlete, it's essentially the same thing. The pressure's still on. You know, there are championships and tournaments with money and prizes on the line and people getting traded and drafted just like how they do in sports. So it's very much a real, tangible thing that is only getting bigger and better every year.
Khalil was beaten in the final by a gamer known just as Abdullah Smash 026. The tournament clocked up over 500,000 views on YouTube, and some fans even slept outside overnight to get the best seats in the house. Abdullah sees a bright future for esports.
I mean, esports is evolving. I mean, that's going to be the next best thing. Like, commercial sports, I'm not really a big fan of. But now, like, that esports is here, and like anyone can be an esports champion. You don't necessarily have to do a lot of things that like your mainstream sports are, and I think that that's what the allure is. So give it another like couple of years, it's going to like definitely take over, I would say.
Abdullah is a full-time producer of content on YouTube, making videos about different games. His channel has nearly 270 million views. Gamers are hoping that competitive gaming will soon gain greater recognition, perhaps even finding its way to the Paris Olympics in 2024. Khalil says people used to make fun of video gamers, but video games are no longer simply something you buy your kids to keep them amused during the holidays.
Everyone's playing all the time, everyone's connected, everyone's got cell phones and switches and gaming devices across the board that ties us all together. And it's kind of important that as we grow and communicate and do these things, that it just keeps getting elevated. And I think that's the best part about that coming to the Olympic level. It's not just a couple of people or a couple of organizations. It's the world recognizing that video games is an impressive feat and challenge for many people out there.
The International Olympic Committee has already included skateboarding, surfing and sports climbing into the schedule for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, hoping to draw a younger fan base. The Electric Entertainment Expo, now known simply as E3, runs in Los Angeles this week. Alan Lee, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.